When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now we're probably going to run out of time unless Jacob would like to talk about the Drake and Kendrick Lamar, the last great rap beef. I could get into it if you
Tupac
want.
Tupac and Biggie?
Hey, I'm just a hustler. I'm only focused on the bag. Thank you. I'll be here all day.
At least till 10.
Man, the old guard, we are not producing many new hip-hop stars.
Nothing. See, I don't personally
listen to hip hop.
No, I do. But so we just came back with Lil M, Lil Dre, like the Chronic. It's
old
probably
guard.
Yeah,
I forgot about Dre. But be careful on what I quote from that song.
Like the Chronic is one of my favorite albums ever. To me, it's probably like my peak listening of hip hop. So I don't know if I'm just so closed off on anything new because it doesn't sound like what I used to listen to with Dre, with Cypress Hill, old school, even old school LL, like when we play Bad, like that's old school LL. Like those are the things that having three older brothers that
you would hear when you were little.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I loved it. So everything that sounds so different, I don't know if I'm just so closed off.
Shout out The Grind on MTV.
So I can't say we haven't produced.
4 o'clock every day.
Yes, absolutely.
Every damn day.
You're right.
After Springer.
I can say this. It's not for me. Yeah. Doesn't mean if me as 16-year-old in 2024 is now experiencing a potential new Dre or Snoop. Any of, Cypress Hill, Wu-Tang. I don't know. I'd have
forever
to ask them. I'm with you, but I don't want to say.
There are no new stars. You just rattle off guys that are old.
I know.
You just took me back to a good time in life.
Hey.
And now I'm back here.
That was banger after banger out of hip-hop. But hip-hop is decaying.
It's just not for me anymore.
Just is. That's why I'm a hustler. I'm only after the banking.
Did Taylor Swift kill hip-hop?
So we discussed Nebraska volleyball, went out to Kearney. They played their spring exhibition. Great to see Lindsey Krause back, by the way. Mm-hmm. Even she's only 75%. But, great family and her importance to Nebraska volleyball. I mean, she was on the trajectory last year before she just had a rough year. I mean, got in a car accident, got injured. I hated watching when they would show the bench during matches as Nebraska was making the run to the championship. Because Lindsey was there on crutches, mm-hmm. and that familiar smile was nowhere to be found. So it's great to see that she is making her path on her way back. Only at 75%. She looked really, really good. I mean, the variety of shots that she was able to pound on Saturday, that might be the All-American potential Lindsey Krause could be back, which is awesome. But she's still got a ways to go. But athletes that are put on the side with injuries and then have to do the whole rehab process, it can be very, very lonely. And all of a sudden when you're smiling a lot, like that's why I like Ann Edwards. Ann Edwards is always smiling.
Yeah.
Lindsey was she was always smiling.
Cold-blooded killer with a smile on your face.
Then when you're not out there, you look sad. And so it was great to see that on Saturday that is back and, what she would add to this team that has got freshmen that don't look like they're bothered by, they don't have the deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
So they get 5,094. Not everybody can get in the Devaney Center, so John Cook has kept this tradition going of we'll take it to you. You might be able to get seats to come watch us, but we're going to come to your community. It's a big deal. Huge deal. They sign autographs. They're there for hours and hours. So Matt Rhule comes to town. Ironically, after we had talked about the brand in Omaha, and then Sip wrote a good article on On3 yesterday about it, and Rhule has addressed this about Lincoln, Omaha, the difference, what do we got to do in Omaha? And I've told you about the network that is here that he can lean into. Whether it be Abdul Muhammad, who is ingrained in the North Omaha Boys and Girls Club, which is golden. I mean, there are so many young men, young boys and girls that are coming through there that are athletes that are going to get opportunities. Like Jalen, like one of the coolest signing ceremonies I've ever been to is when Jalen Lloyd signed. He's a North Omaha Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had the Jet there, you had Abdul, you had other people that were important in his life along with his family. It was really, really cool. And I've always thought in my head, man, that's where the pulse of Omaha inner city is in the Boys and Girls Club over in North Omaha. But no one is able to tap that. And you've got a former Husker that is heavily ingrained in it. So you got that network. You got Steve Warren. You got all these coaches that are former Huskers that coach in this area. So they're telling you about players that are freshmen and sophomores. So you get in on them first.
Mm-hmm.
Rule staff has finally leaned into using that network. So they come here and they do a football camp, a youth football camp. And the actual coaches, like if it's a Matt Rule football camp, the head coach showed up. I don't know. I went to camps where the head coach was on your T-shirt,
yes,
but you never saw him.
And showed up for maybe
like
a photo.
Said, 5 minutes.
Because you're promised to get a photo, so he showed up for the photo. Then after that, peace out.
That's a big deal.
Yep.
Two thoughts. One, will my dream ever come to fruition? If you're seeing how the response is to a Nebraska volleyball exhibition match in the spring, would Matt Rule ever take Nebraska football on the road for a Saturday in the spring? Either come to Omaha, go to Kearney, Grand Island, go out to Scotts Bluff, someplace that can host a stadium that would be big enough and put on a practice, because then you say, we know you can't make it or you can't get into Memorial Stadium, we're going to bring it to you. The other thing that I think is the next step for Nebraska in Omaha, because they already recruit, they already evaluate earlier in-state products, is here's my next thing. If you really want to start to build the brand of Nebraska football in the city of Omaha, you're going to come here and do a youth camp, include current players that are Omaha guys, include, if you can, I don't know the stipulations, include other people that are attached to Nebraska that are in the community, and you bring your staff. Why don't you go to Hale? Why don't you go to Monroe? Why don't you go to King? Why don't you go to McMillan? Four inner city middle schools where middle school football, I know you're not into this, but I kind of am because there's the recruiting aspect, which blows me away to go to one of these. Like the middle school championship in this town is a big deal. And like every coach is on the sidelines that is not coaching in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would be the next thing, is to go into the inner city. Take your camp to those kids who play football, and football is a big deal at those middle schools. And all of a sudden, Nebraska is right there, and you can reach out and touch them. And you're like, man, there's Jalen Lloyd. Yeah, Jalen Lloyd was one of us not too long ago.
That's how you grow the fan base.
That's the next step in growing here in Omaha. But they're off to a really good start. I've heard nothing but people that have their sons who, you know, they're not gonna play college football. But it was Nebraska, and they wanted to go. I've heard nothing but great things on how they were treated, and how it was very personable. I got Tony White hollering at me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
My kid is in fifth grade, and Tony White is hollering at him to do the drill right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, kid, you'll never understand. That's going to be one of the highlights of your life.
Or one day you will, and tell people Tony White yelled at you when you were a kid.
This was, from a standpoint of a conversation we had on Friday, of we were talking about young kids and the gear that they wear now.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot more of the Omaha logo. See a lot of Creighton logos. You see some Nebraska, but not as much when we were growing up. Think about when you were that age and you would go to those camps, how impressionable you were. And when you see, you know he's a head coach, you know he's a defense coordinator, you got some players there, they're big, they're overwhelming to you. How
eating
you are
up every word.
Drawn, yes, how you are drawn to it. How you don't even for a second consider, what was their record a year ago? What have they been doing since I've been born? They're right there in front of you, instructing you and trying to teach you how to be a better football player. That is probably one of the most infectious things you can do when it comes to getting that connection rebuilt with any place, Omaha especially, but really any community. And I think about all those camps that Nebraska baseball does a really good job of this. And Creighton baseball, give them credit too. They do a really good job.
Does Nebraska baseball still do the
summer camps?
The tour. So Van Horn,
they used to,
Childers,
yes.
And Anderson would do a tour of the state, and it would be them three and then like a random six players they would bring, but they would come to your field.
Yes. So they did. I don't know if they're still doing the as many as they were, but I know when Curtis Ledbetter was operations manager, he headed up all the Nebraska baseball camps, and they would have usually about, I don't want to miss the number, but it was usually around 8, and they'd go to smaller communities. And I think they usually would do one in Omaha, at least in the area. But having that type of connection with your young fans and the parents as well that appreciate that, and then the kids are coming home, they want to go to a game, they want to see this. So from a standpoint of getting back into an area that maybe you took for granted a little bit, but also serving the purpose of having younger fans back into your product, regardless of what your record is step number one that I think is absolutely genius, and I hope you continue to see them do this more. But to your point about the middle school level, the competition, and just like baseball, there's a lot of different leagues. There's, you know, select teams and what have you. But then you get into the middle school part of it as well. I always felt that there are coaches, and more old school coaches, that felt like, I don't want to go down that road because I appreciate former Husker or former alum telling me where the talent is, but I don't want to open up that Pandora's box of people telling me how to do my job. And I'm not, that's not what these guys are necessarily doing, but I think there are coaches that feel like they already know what their recruiting plan is. And if it doesn't include that part of it, they don't want to divert from their original plan. Matt Rhule and I think other coaches in this era are extremely open to how they go about recruiting, even if it's a little bit more non-traditional. So if it is giving a look at a 7th or 8th grader, or at the very least being able to see guys like that at camp, and then you start to get input from those coaches that are developing them, and so you have that right there, that type of inside track, because you've already been able to introduce yourself. You've already been able to be a part of a camp. You've been a part of teaching them. They're going to be drawn to that. And if a lot of these guys continue to develop, you already have that inside track. I just think there are older coaches that resisted that at times. And maybe I'm off on why they did, but I just feel like that's more time that they have to put into recruiting, which is already busy. And they don't know if they're necessarily going to be looking at a 13 or 14 year old right now. But more than anything, the type of goodwill that you put into that effort, it's going to pay off, where you're going to get, I think, every year when those guys are of age and you're offering, say, a freshman or a sophomore, the occasional eighth grader, you're going to get those guys hooked, and they're going to feel that loyalty as well.
You ever been to the eighth grade middle school championship for football in this city?
No. And I remember when I was in middle school.
Oh, my God.
We were, so we
After
played.
After this,
we,
now well, you got me wanting
so,
to go.
So it was supposed to be at Omaha Central, at Seaman.
Mm-hmm.
And other coaches in the Metro object because that would be an unfair advantage. It's, first of all, it's actually, okay, I'm talking about eighth grade football.
Right.
It's actually pretty high level.
I've seen Friday Night Tikes.
But the I went to see, because that's where I first saw Calvin Strong, by the way.
Okay.
I just went to see what other coaches would be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost as good as the game itself.
You got to be there. You're not at the eighth grade. If you're not on Sundays watching eighth grade football in this town at the championship, what are you doing?
Well, I do need a new football team, so maybe I should take
this
in. Well,
it's so different because when I was in middle school,
it's pretty good football.
We played it's now Millard United, but it was Kingswood Athletic Association, and the middle school part of it was, I think they only played like 4 games, and it was really watered down. So if you were going to play at the middle school age, you're going to play football. You played with either the Gladiators, you played with North Omaha Bears, you played with Little Vikes, BJSA, or Panthers is who I played for. Eric Crouch was on that team. And it was, I remember when we played North Omaha Bears, and Pernell Walton was on that team. I think Amon Green, it was there the year before. They had the full Bears uniforms too, which, again, there was just so much about that. You're like in awe. But those were some battles. And I remember this was when Crouch was starting to get on the radar. And there were always rumors. Now, I never saw any person with my own eyes. But people who remember Eric's recruitment, Notre Dame and Florida State were in on that as well. There was always rumors. And this was when Florida State was really popular. This was, you know, the fast break offense and everything that was kind of sexy about college football's offense at that point. There were rumors. It wasn't Bobby Bowden, but there were Florida State reps that were at those games peeping on Eric Crouch. Never saw him, don't know if it was true, but I believe you when you say, because I think the middle school part of it is now probably ramped up as far as what you actually get out of the middle schools themselves, as opposed to, well, you live in the area, you can play for this select team. that there's a lot of interest. And there was always, especially if there is someone you know, again, Amon Green would be another great example that, all right, this dude is only going to get better. He's going to be a stud. So you start getting some of those coaches that at that time, especially we're talking early 90s here, at that time, probably it was unheard of to go watch an eighth grader and possibly offer him the following year. But now this is what happens.
Didn't Tayshaun Prince, who is now at Central, I believe that he was offered before his ninth grade year. And Tayshaun will be junior at Omaha Central?
Who was the running back that's in the Benson program, I thought. Wasn't there a running back that just last year was offered as an eighth grader?
Haney from Central will be a sophomore.
Maybe that's who I'm thinking offered. Of. Okay, that might be who I'm thinking of. And it's a lot more common now, and you see bigger schools. I mean, hell, even Nick Saban at one point offered an eighth grader a few years back. So
yeah, I'm not comfortable with offering eighth graders, but going to watch the eighth grade championship in this town.
And it's one thing to watch.
Just keep an eye.
I was like, hey, I know that guy. That guy. Where? Let's see. He's standing next to that guy.
But it's one thing to watch.
You got your
watch.
Scorecard, and you're just right.
It's another thing to have camps where you get to interact with them.
Yeah, that's what I was the point.
That's of, the best. Yeah, that's and what that, I said. That's the best part of it is having going a little bit further. And so, and I know that's what you're getting at, but also. Where do you take that idea from now? Like, how far do you go? How many places do you stop? Like you asked, the different other middle schools. But also, I know Nebraska has a much stronger brand in smaller communities, but like we were talking about baseball, do you have camps that you're able to do
that? Yeah, I'm
not
looking at this from the recruiting. I think you're intimating that I'm looking at it from the recruiting angle. I'm looking at it for the brand.
I mean, I think it serves both, though.
You go into the inner city in Omaha and put on camps. I mean, you make an impression on kids.
No doubt.
They may never played for you. They may never play college football. Maybe they go to school at Nebraska. I'm just saying, you go to where people that you haven't been before, and it makes a big difference.
I think it serves both.
I thought it was cool this weekend. I thought that was a very smart idea.
I would 100% agree with what we were talking about on Friday, where that becomes such a connection, such a draw, and then you start thinking about what volleyball's been doing, as you brought up. Would you be interested in even if it's like what Iowa has done before, they do the open practice. If you go to a different high school, it doesn't even have to be a full-on two-hour scrimmage. You could do some drills for the first hour. Then you have a good-on-good, a 7-on-7, 11-on-11.
There's a lot of things you do. Like, you know, people go, well, Creighton's brand is only Omaha. What if Creighton stepped out of the Omaha area to play an exhibition or a practice? What if Omaha Hockey went out and had something open at, you know, the home of the Tri-City Storm?
Yeah.
Is that still the event center, I think they call it, whatever is right there off of 80?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's all kinds of possibilities to take your product to where people are. But Nebraska volleyball may have this market cornered because this is an incredible tradition that I just want to know what the bidding is like now next. If I'm South Sioux City, you've got the roundhouse up there. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I'd be like, hey, you guys haven't been up to Northeast Nebraska. I know we're in Iowa, but...
What's York's auditorium looking like these days? I know it was a little run down, but I thought they were...
I like the York High School gym. I've never been in the auditorium.
Yeah, the auditorium. I know it was a little outdated, but I thought I heard at one point they were going to put money in it.
Speaking of which, earlier email on the power rankings of salad bars said chances are they're in York. The Great Steakhouse has a banger salad bar.
Did you have their salad bar?
Yeah.
Do you got sunflower seeds? Do you got cottage cheese? And do you have broken down hard-boiled eggs?
I don't look for cottage cheese.
These are all musts.
Well, you also have to have a good sneeze guard, and it has to have like decorations from the 60s.
Yep. Yeah, there's got to be some kind of weird design on the sneeze guard. And I also, by the way, I also need a macaroni salad.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, give me a macaroni salad too.
It's going all Midwest here. Yeah. Just give me a salad with fruit in it. Side of Ozempic.
Did you go to church yesterday? Did you also go for a drive?
Nope. And no Sloppy Joe's yesterday either. No, nothing out of a crock. Actually, no, I take it back. We did have stuff out of a crock pot.
Look what happens. You move to the suburbs of Omaha and things change.
It was pulled pork.
So, mornings were sharp and handy. 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.